This program is made possible by the giving of the God Called Partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner. I'm so excited about coming to you today and talking to you about the most amazing thing, and that is the presence of God and the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you and Him producing in us that unstoppable power that no matter what comes our way, that the greater one is on the inside of us. And I want to offer to you my book. It's called Unstoppable. And the subheading says, Unstoppable, Pressing Through Fear, Offense, and Negative Opinions to Fulfill God's Purpose. God has a divine purpose for your life. And I know for me, and I'm sure for you also, you might have had to push through some very difficult places. But when you get to the other side, it is so worth it to see what God can do when we agree with that unstoppable power that's on the inside of us, and we push through fear. We push through negative opinions of others or negative opinions of ourselves or offense. And we get to the other side and we get to eat the sweet victory of our struggle, but our purpose, our determination, our focus to push through and be unstoppable. And I want to talk to you today about a woman who absolutely pushed through very impossible situation. Now, if you need prayer, please let us know how we can pray for you. I've been hearing some of these prayer answers from your prayer request, and I'm hearing about miracles. I'm hearing about miraculous provision. So please let us know how we can pray for you. And if God's doing something special in your life through these programs, let us know, because I read all your responses and they mean so much to me. But stay with me, because I'm coming right back and we are going to look at a very unstoppable woman. I'm so glad you're with me today. We are going to talk about a very unstoppable person, and that is a woman. We call her the Shunammite woman. She's in 2 Kings chapter 4. Now, this woman is quite an example to all of us because she's faced with an impossible situation. And she believes God for the impossible. And so what has happened, Elijah at that time was living and God was using him. He was doing great and mighty miracles. And this woman, she knew about Elisha. So she told her husband that whenever Elisha would come to her city, she wanted to be able to feed him. She wanted to be able to take care of him. And then she even went further than that. And she said, "Dear husband, I want us to build a room that's only for Elisha. And I want us to have a table there and a chair and a lamp and a bed. And I want it to be comfortable for him." Well, as it turned out, Elijah did come through her city. And then he did come into this room and he stayed there. Well, he was so grateful about it. He asked his servant, he said, "Is there anything that I could do for this woman? Because she's been so kind to me." And then he said to her, he said, is there anything that I could do for you? He said, do you want me to speak on your behalf to a king or a commander of an army? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. So he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, actually, she has no son, and her husband is old. So Elisha said to her, call her. When he had called her, she stood at the doorway. Then he said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. And she said, no, my Lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elijah had told her, and the child grew. Now, can you imagine? Miracles happen because her husband's older. She's never had a child. And now she has this miracle baby. And the child grows up. We don't know what age the child got to, but the Bible says that this child was growing. And one day he went out with his father to the reapers. And the Bible says that the little boy said to his father, my head, my head. So he said to his servant, carry him to his mother. So they bring this little boy to the Shunammite woman, and they put this little boy in her lap, and around noontime, the little boy dies in her arms. Now, can you even imagine that? God has blessed us, our sons. We have three sons. They're grown. They have wives. They have children. But this little boy, her only little boy, her miracle boy, he gets sick and he's placed in her arms and he dies in her arms. Being a woman, I can't imagine the emotions that she had. Maybe you can try to think of what could she have been feeling. But this woman is so amazing. Instead, now she's holding that dead son in her arms. Instead of planning a funeral, this woman is planning a resurrection. She is not being stopped by the very presence and death of her son in her own arms. Verse 20, when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon, and he died. And she went up. Now, instead of planning a funeral, look what she does. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door behind him and went out. The man of God wasn't even there. All she did was put her dead son on the bed that she had made for the man of God. And then the Bible says she shut the door. Now, friend, I think that is amazing. Because any normal mother would want to hold that son, would mourn over that child. But this woman, not mourning, not planning the funeral, she puts her dead son as close to the power of God as she can. And that is the bed of this prophet. Then it says, then she called her husband and said, please send me one of the young men and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and come back. She doesn't tell her husband, who is the father of this little boy. She doesn't even tell him that their son has died. So he said, "Why are you going to him today? It is neither the new moon nor the Sabbath." And she said, "It is well." Now that is amazing. It is not well. Her little boy, that's a miracle, a little boy that God gave her, is dead and is lying on the bed of the prophet. It's not well, but what comes out of her mouth? It is well. Friend, this is so amazing, but when we're faced with impossible things, impossible situations, it matters what comes out of our mouth. It matters about how unstoppable we're going to be. And this woman, amazing, she says, "It is well," to her husband. Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, "Drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you." And so she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was, when the man of God saw her from afar off, that he said to his servant Gehazi, "Look, the Shunammite woman. Please run now to meet her and say to her, 'Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child?'" And she answered and said, "It is well." You know that every time she said, "It is well," she was pushing through every emotion or thought that was trying to come to her mind. Is it well with you? It is well. Is it well with your husband? It is well. Is it well with your child? It is well. With every one of her "it is wells" that came out of her mouth, she was proclaiming what was going to happen. She was proclaiming that my son is going to be raised from the dead. She got on that donkey and on that carriage, and she was going as quickly as she could to the Mount Carmel where the man of God was. And she was saying, "It is well. It is well. It is well." And sometimes, friend, when you're faced with difficult things, our stance has to be not talking about how terrible it is or what the circumstance is or it's never going to work out or I probably won't get what I need from God. We need to believe that what's on the inside of us and what God's put on the inside of us and say, "I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know, but it is well." How can you say it is well when your son is dead? How can you and I say it's well when problems come and circumstances come? Maybe there's not seemingly enough money. Maybe there's sickness in the family. How can we say such things as "it is well"? I knew a man many years ago, and he was a bodybuilder actually, and he was in a horrible, horrible car accident. His body was so maimed, he broke his back. They said, "You will never walk. You will be living in this wheelchair for the rest of your life. Do you understand? You are paralyzed." His wife came to him and said, "Honey, you know what we believe. You know what we preach. You've got to stand up to this." And that man, with all these contraptions on his body at that time that was holding him together, he said out of his mouth, "It is well." Do you know that that very man was miraculously healed? He's done bodybuilding since then. He's preached in many different nations about the power of God. Why did he preach about the power of God? Because as he proclaimed, as he was being unstoppable, he proclaimed it as well. He was looking not at the situation. He was looking at God. He was looking at the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of him. He was looking at the resurrection power on the inside of him to resurrect his crippled body and to allow him to be mobile once again. And as he identified with the power of God and said, "It is well," God's power came over that man and completely healed him. That's the power of agreeing with the truth of God's word and agreeing what's on the inside of you. Well, this woman, she's just proclaiming, "It is well, it is well, it is well." Now, when she came to the man of God, verse 27, at the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, "Let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress, and the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me." This woman, with her son lying dead on the bed, and she goes to the man of God. The servant comes and tries to push her away. Can you imagine? But it doesn't stop her. She's got a hold of that prophet's legs. And look what she says. Verse 29, "Then he said to Gehazi, 'Get yourself and take a staff in your hand and be on your way. And if anyone meets you, do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer him, but lay my staff on the face of the child.'" This woman was not going to settle for any staff. And verse 30, "And the mother of the child said," as now she's got a hold of the prophet's legs, and she says, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So he arose and followed her. She was saying, "As you live and as I live, you're coming with me." This is one convicted, determined woman. She ignores the rejection that Gehazi brought to her by saying, "Just push her away." But the prophet spoke up and he said, "Let her alone." And I am telling you, friend, there are times when you may be pushing through and pushing through. But God is faithful. And if somebody tries to push you away, God is faithful. And he will speak on your behalf as you have faith in him to take a hold of his power. And he will say to that person in one way or another, "You let her alone." He will silence your enemies. Can you imagine that woman taking a hold of Prophet Elisha's legs and saying, "I'm not leaving here without you"? Now Gehazi went ahead, and it says that he put the staff on the little boy and nothing happened. Verse 32, when Elijah came into the house, there was the child lying dead on the bed. He went in, therefore, shut the door behind him, the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. And he went up and he laid on the child and he put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands. And he stretched himself out on the child, and the flesh of the child became warm Well, I'm sure the flesh of the child before the prophet laid on him was cold, but now the flesh of the child is warm. He returned and walked back and forth in the house and again went up and stretched himself out on him. Then the child sneezed 7 times and the child opened his eyes. What a miracle! This little boy that was dead, we don't know how long, is now raised from the dead. And his eyes are open. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite woman. So he called her. And when she came in to him, he said to her, pick up your son. So she went and fell at his feet and bowed to the ground. Then she picked up her son and she went out. Is that just amazing story of this woman who would not give up? I just want to read you a little bit out of my book. This is about her. I want you to see what this Shunammite woman was like. She'd already experienced one miracle when her son was born, so she had that encouragement. But she'd never heard of anyone being raised from the dead. She couldn't say, oh, I heard about this person and that person being raised from the dead. No, no one was being raised from the dead in that land. Nevertheless, this woman believed that way. Holding her dead son, she was thinking, I'm not losing him. I've had one miracle. I'm going to have another miracle. The mother was not planning the worst outcome. She was planning on an ultimate best outcome. And she immediately went into action, not to plan a funeral, but to prepare for the resurrection of her dead son. I believe that's such a word from heaven to us, because we live in this time when there are so many reasons for heartaches and sleepless nights. And when it looks like we're experiencing the death of our God-given dreams because of circumstances, of people's opinions, we need the faith to think like the Shunammite woman so we can remove obstacles blocking our way. You see, that resurrection wasn't going to happen just because it needed to be in the Bible. This was the real woman who had just lost her son and she was still holding him in her lap. Yet in that very moment of pain and loss, this mother had a choice. She was already planning a resurrection. Oh, friend, this is such an encouraging story and truth from God's word for us. And I want you to stay with me because I'm going to pray with you and I'll be right back.
As a believer, you play a significant role in the kingdom of God. And in order to step into all God has for you, it's vital that you recognize your gifts, push past your fears, and walk in forgiveness. In this life-changing series, The Supply Inside You, Denise Renner brings to light the unstoppable power of the Holy Spirit within you. Denise also speaks from her heart as she shares her testimony, as well as important truths from the Word of God. In this 10-part series, Denise emphasizes that you are a joint in the body of Christ. You have a supply. You can move past rejection and the opinions of others. You must keep moving forward in the plan the Lord has called you to. This powerful 10-part series is available in digital or physical format starting at just $20. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book, Unstoppable, by Denise Renner. In this powerful book, Denise reveals fresh insights from God's Word about how you can overcome key hindrances that the enemy exploits to clog up your supply, whether it's fear of man, rejection, unforgiveness, or other people's negative opinions trying to hold you down. You don't have to take it. Learn how you can push past every obstacle and become unstoppable for God. You can order Unstoppable today for $20. Don't miss this special offer. Order the bundle of the series, The Supply Inside You, and the book, Unstoppable by Denise Renner. Call the number on your screen or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
I've been teaching you today from my book, Unstoppable. And before we pray, I just want to read you a couple of more paragraphs. This woman got her miracle. She did not settle for a lesser outcome. We're not to settle either. We are to push through, unstoppable in our quest to walk in God's best as we fulfill His purpose for our lives. The Shunammite woman, she had many opportunities to get discouraged and to quit. She could have given up and started planning a funeral the moment her son breathed his last breath and was lying in her lap. She could have gotten overwhelmed with feelings of shame and blaming herself for her son's death. She could have gotten offended when the servant Gehazi met her along the way instead of Elijah. She could have given up when Gehazi tried to push her away from Elisha. She could have settled for less than what she was believing for when Elisha wanted to send his servant with the staff. But the Shunammite woman, she did not stop. And that's you. You are unstoppable. Father, I thank you for your power that's there to encourage and strengthen my friend right now. We identify ourselves right now with your unstoppable power and to push through fear, negative opinions, and even offense in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Amen. Oh, it's been my great privilege to teach this Word of God to you and to look at how unstoppable we are because of the power of God on the inside of you. And I'll see you next time on the next program. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you. This program was made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.